This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've been shopping online of late, holiday or otherwise, you've probably noticed more and more chat boxes popping up, that little assistant thing up in the top corner of the screen asking if you need help. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but what's really going on here is retailers trying to reach customers anywhere and everywhere they can and doing whatever it takes to get them to not click away. So in the spirit of both retail and the season, here with another installment of our series, Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by
customer service chats are all well and good, but who exactly is chatting back? Marketplace's Adrian Hill went to the Nordstrom Customer Service Center in Seattle to find out.
When I imagined customer service chat centers at the holidays, my brain painted a pretty grim picture. A dingy basement somewhere, bad music, rows of cubicles and unhappy chatters typing out answers, sticking letter and verse to a cold customer service script. Turns out all I got right were the cubicles. When I walked into the lobby of the building that houses the Nordstrom Customer Service Center, there was a pianist playing for a crowd of me and the security guard. And up on the 19th and 20th floors, soaring views of the downtown, the Space Needle, the mountains in the distance, there were paper snowflakes, elf hats, and aisles of customer service reps that all seemed happy.
I like customer service. That's my calling. So I like being here. I know I can help customers, and I know I can make their experience a little different.
James Delahante's been a Nordstrom customer service rep for 2 years. Today, he'll chat with somewhere between 50 and 75 customers.
I've worked for other companies where you had a template and you were required to say certain things on each contact. But here at Nordstrom, they don't really require you to say, it's just all natural.
No scripts, no auto responses.
Oh, how do you spell apparel?
A-P-P.
It is, right? A-R-E-L? Is it 2 hours?
No.
I'd love this. We're at Nordstrom's and no one can spell apparel.
Don't put that in.
I am definitely putting that on the radio.
James makes the smart call.
You know what? Dresses. And spell dresses.
He handles mundane chats, address changes, order revisions. He plays Sherlock Holmes, tracking down a pair of gold Kate Spade earrings. And then there are those one-of-a-kind requests.
I had a customer call me up, and she was blind, and she was trying to find a dress for a party.
So he says he talked her through every detail of a couple of dresses.
You know, what the sleeves were like, what kind of pattern was on it, what the color was like, everything.
She went with the blue dress, and later she sent him a note.
Her husband said it was beautiful, and she looked stunning in it.
Most customers still call, but a growing number, about 20%, use chat. Customers like it because they can multitask. Colleagues can't eavesdrop on their shopping. It's efficient. Nordstrom likes it because it builds personal relationships. A quick answer can keep a customer happy and on their site. I sit down with a Nordstrom online beauty specialist named Chanel Ghaniran. She's chatting with a customer looking for the perfect red lipstick.
Take a look at your inner wrist. Are the veins blue-green? Are they violet-blue? And that'll tell us the undertone of their skin.
Huh. Chanel types back.
You'd love Ruby Woo. It's the perfect matte with a blue undertone. So she said, yes, thanks, I see it. Okay, I'll get that online, thanks. I said, yay! I'm glad.
Chanel says she'll spend as long as 45 minutes chatting. She'll walk a customer through an entire makeover, type her through the proper application of the smoky eye.
I just want to keep growing within my artistry. So I think this is another pillar onto that, being able to really master the show and teach online without having to see them face to face.
Mastering the skills of online customer service, using text to connect, it's a skill more and more retailers are trying to master this holiday. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.